everyone. I am grateful that we are together again, and I trust everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We're going to get right into the word on today. I'm just in awe of God, in awe of all that He has done, and in awe of all that He continues to do for us. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that I can share this word of encouragement to you on today. It's a brief word of encouragement. And I want to read the scripture, which is found in Romans, the 12th chapter, Romans 12, verse 2. Again, it's Romans 12 and 2, and it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, fashioned after and adapted to its external customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind." I believe that our mind gives us more trouble than anything. You know why that is? And that's because I've come to realize that the mind is the battleground that the enemy uses, that he uses to attack us. If you can win the battle in your mind, then you can win the battle for life. And I remember hearing one time someone say, "Where the mind goes, man follows." So an obedient mind will lead to be what? An obedient life. But on the flip side, a disobedient mind will lead to a disobedient life. So if you made a decision last night or at any time in your life, "I want to not just be a Christian, I want to be an obedient Christian. I want to be a child of God who wants to do what's right and does what's right and glorifies God. I don't want to be a mediocre and compromising. I just want to be what God wants me to be. I want to love God with my whole heart and do right." I think it's safe to say that a lot of us have said that at least a time or two. I know I have. But how many know that a lot of times people make that decision, but it never happens for them? They made a good decision and they have a good desire, but the problem is their minds have not been transformed and they still think negatively, that they have what my father used to say, stinking thinking. And anytime we have stinking thinking, we're going to have what? A stinking life. So what happens? There's a war going on within our mind, and the enemy constantly attacks our thoughts, which affects our emotions and our spirit. It is a battle, but you have to fight this battle. You may even get so tired of fighting where you don't hardly know what to do, but stand your ground. I want to say it again. Stand your ground. I want to encourage you. I promise you, it gets better. Yes, your mind will always get attacked simply because there's always things that the enemy will suggest to your mind, but you will begin to recognize the attacks and you can tell your mind, "Mind, we're not going there today." But what I want to do is I want to challenge you on today to take inventory of your thoughts. What's been on your mind lately? Think about it. What's been on your mind lately? If you're depressed, what have you been thinking about? If you're angry, what have you been thinking about? If you're bitter, what have you been thinking about? The scripture I share was found in Romans 12, 12 and 2. It reminds us, "Do not be conformed to this world, fashioned after and adapted to its external customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind." But the question is, how can we do this? How can we accomplish this? First, I believe our mind has to change, and then our life changes. We don't think the way that we used to think, but we begin to actually begin, or we actually believe the word and think like God thinks.
Do you know how many problems people have because of messy or negative thoughts they think about themselves? If that is you, I want you to know it so displeases and dishonors God. Hear me when I say this. God sent his only son to die for us, to die for you, to die for me. He loved us enough to pay an awful price for both you and I. And who do we think we are to have bad, terrible, messy, negative thoughts about ourselves? If God loves you, then you can love you. I said, if God loves you, then you can love you. No matter what state you may be in, you can love you and God loves you. You don't think, you don't need to think I'm stupid. You think I have the mind of Christ. You don't need to think I can't do anything. Look at Romans 12 and you say, I'm a gifted and talented. There's something that I can do, and it's important to the people in the body of Christ that I fulfill my part. Quit letting the enemy drag you down through the wrong thoughts that don't agree with the word of God. Tell yourself, I have the mind of Christ. I'm gifted. I'm talented. I'm anointed. Learn how to talk like God talks. Learn how to see yourself the way that he sees you, and your life will change radically. Change your mind by practicing thoughts of love and victory. Direct your attention to the way God thinks, and your brain and your spirit will change course to agree with what God intends. I am a witness. When you think like God thinks, you will activate every zone in your brain and your spirit, and there's going to be a change. I want to close out with Philippians 4:4-9. And it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me. These do, and the God of peace will be with you. This is today's word of encouragement. This is a word of encouragement that I was led to share with you today. Somebody needed to hear this encouragement. Shift your thought pattern, change the way that you think about yourself, take control of where your mind is going. You have authority over your mind. Shift it, activate it, use the power that is within you. Don't sit there and mope and meditate on the negative, but shift your thought pattern and think on the positive. I want to encourage you. Remind yourself of who you are in Him. Remind yourself of how much you are loved by Him. Remind yourself that he has forgiven you. Now it's time for you to forgive yourself. Know that God loves you. Let us go into prayer at this time. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father. Now, as we transition into prayer, just know that we serve a God who loves us. We serve a God who is compassionate, who is kind, who was giving, who was forgiving. And today I want you to be vulnerable in his presence. Take down whatever walls you have right now, whatever walls you have up, God wants you to take them down. So as we go into prayer, just allow God to pierce your heart on today. So let us transition into prayer now. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Your glory is what our heart longs for. And we thank you and we praise you. We worship you because you are God. You are holy. You are all sufficient. You are all powerful and all knowing. You are magnificent. You are mighty, God. You are righteous. You are our everlasting Father. You are God, and we honor you for being Abba, Father. We honor you for being the true and the living God, the God of the universe, the captain of our souls. And God, you've amazed us, oh God, and you continue to amaze us. And we want to just give you all glory and to glorify you, because you are righteous and you are our source and you continue to be our way maker. So we on today pour out our love on you because of who you are. God, you've been so good to us. If we just take a moment and think about how good you've been to us, how good you've been to our families, how good you've been to our loved ones, how good you've been to our friends, God. If we take the time to just to think on your goodness, God, we can't help but to love on you, but to worship you, to magnify you, and God, to thank you. And so, Father, we thank you on today. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for your love and for your kindness. Father, pour out your blessings upon the lives of your people, God, who are seeking you with all diligence. And as they seek you, as they honor you, Father, I pray that you will open up, oh God, new doors, and that they can venture out, God, in a new season and new levels in their life, God. God, may you open up doors that they didn't know they even wanted to have open. God, yes, thank you. Those unrequested doors, those unrequested prayers, those doors that you have prepared to open for them from the time that they were conceived. Father, I pray right now, God. God, you spoke life and you know the plans for them, plans to prosper them and not to harm them, plans to give them a hope and a future. So, Father, I pray for your sons and daughters, oh God, to trust the plans that you have for their lives, God, the plans that you have for their lives, oh God, and for their loved ones' lives. And Father, some of your children, oh God, even question your plans. I've questioned your plans plenty times, but God, I understand, oh God, that you do all things well. And Father, we say thank you for the plans that you have for our lives. But God, I pray that you will show your children that your plans once again are better than our own plans. And Father, I pray that your children, God, your sons and daughters will even update their thinking, God, in the name of Jesus. God, throughout your word, oh God, you give us scriptures on how to update our thinking. You remind us over in 2 Corinthians, oh God, that we need to demolish arguments and every contention that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we need to take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ, God. You even said in your word over in Proverbs 23:7, as someone thinks within himself, so is he. So, Father, we, oh God, we press the update, God. We ask that you will update our thinking and that you will help us to move forward, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, this is my prayer on today. Father, I pray for those, oh God, who may be listening to this call on today, who are weak, oh God. Father, there are moments in our walk, God, when we may feel weak, when we may even feel inadequate. God, that God, these are moments that we all go through, but God, today I speak strength to them, oh God, who feel weak. God, I speak life-changing words over their lives, oh God, because even your word says over in Joel, oh God, the 3rd chapter, let the weak say, I am strong. So Father, I pray for those who are weak in spirit, weak in their mind. God, will you give them peace within their mind, oh God? Help them to trust you where they may be weak in their body, oh God, where they are frustrated with the way things are going, God, frustrated with their bodies, Father. But I decree and I declare your word by the stripes of Jesus, oh God, that they are healed, that they are overcomers, and that they are more than conquerors, and that they can do all things through Christ that strengthens them, and that they are strong in the power of your might, God. Let the weak, God, say that I am strong, Father. This is my prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, our words are powerful, God. God. Your word tells us, even in Proverbs, the 18th chapter, that the tongue has power over life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So, Father, remind us that we can change our lives by changing the confession from our mouths, oh God. Lord, again, your word says, let the weak say, I am strong. So let the words that we speak build us up and strengthen us, God. This is my prayer in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, God, for your children, that they will keep confessing and believing in faith that they are strong in you, oh God, that they can do all things but fail. Father, we thank you. I thank you, oh God, for the minds of your people. I pray that you will cover them. I pray that you will strengthen them. And I pray that they will shift their thought patterns. Father, as we seek you and as we trust you, and as we even denounce any and all distractions out of our lives, we stand with great expectations that you will do exceedingly and that you will do abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And once again, God, we say thank you for this time of fellowship that we're able to come together on a Friday, oh God, to honor you, to love on you, to hear a word of encouragement, to hear a word of inspiration, but most importantly, to have a conversation with you. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for Pierce Insurance. We thank you for touching their hearts. We thank you, oh God, for the anointing that is on this company. We thank you, oh God, for stamping your approval. We thank you for sealing, oh God, your spirit, God, with Pierce Insurance. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for their hearts. We thank you for their compassion. We thank you for the example that they are. Father, I pray right now that you will continue to order all of our steps as we go forth. We ask for you to protect us and allow us to come together yet again on next week to hear from you, to talk to you. May you be with us as we walk throughout this weekend, as we walk throughout the week. May you lead us and may you guide us and may you strengthen us. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen.